The doctors were giving me the mushroom treatment, keeping me in the dark and feeding me bullshit. I didn't call them on the subterfuge because I just wanted out of the hospital ASAP, and that required making the people in charge think I was docile. I knew without a doubt that your current employer was still keeping tabs on me, almost 5 decades after my discharge. Who is Clayton Firebear? The doctors kept asking, only they used his real name, because I apparently kept saying it over and over when I first woke up post-operation. To protect the innocent, Clayton Firebear is the fake name I'll be using in this report. I'm not going to tell you his real name. I also wasn't about to tell those civilian morons at the hospital what I'm finally telling you right here and now. Doctors are only ever one of 3 things. Pill pushers, needle pokers, or people cutters. All of them love money. Needless to say, they get paid regardless of what messes they make of our bodies. Even if they kill us dead, the doctor's paychecks remain healthy, and their bank accounts grow. The people cutter in charge of my brain surgery shitshow said I absorbed a twin when I was in my late mother's womb back in 1944, which would make me a murderer before I was even born. You people would love for that to be true, because it would take the United States government off the hook for teaching me how. My dumbass neurosurgeon said part of that aforementioned alleged twin grew in my brain for almost 70 years, and the mass they removed from my skull had hair and 3 tiny teeth that looked like uncooked grains of rice. I was shown a specimen in a bottle of formaldehyde as proof, yeah, but you and I and everyone else with a working brain know they had 1,000,001 of those exhibits before I even walked into the hospital, so that little bottle doesn't prove shit. Furthermore, he said my condition was so rare, he was going to write a story on what he calls our surgery and get paid again. And why wouldn't he? If you believe that absorbed twin horseshit, you deserve the dumb life you're currently living. I know it was Agent Orange. The cover-up continues. I'm also 100% certain that at the request of the U.S. government, my surgeon chopped out some of my memory when they were inside my skull, erasing the vital military intelligence I once possessed, and even personal memories, too, about my wife and my pre-surgery life, just to be sadistic. But no matter how many chemicals they spray on you, no matter how much of your memory they slice away, you never forget seeing an entire jungle disappear overnight. One day everything's full and green and lush and breathing. The next day everything's melted thin and black and stagnant, as if the world were a candle and the sun were a blowtorch. I remember death's stench darting up my nostrils like an ice pick. You can never unexperience that. Never get entirely free of that chemical decay smell either. I have a visible souvenir too. 7 little white spots on my left forearm. The doctors say it's simply damage from the sun, but they don't know shit, or else you people, aka the government, have paid them to lie. 7 drops of Agent Orange hit my left forearm when I was in the jungle. I've been wearing the unlucky constellation ever since. My son says if you connect the white dots with your mind, it looks like a map of Vietnam, but that's bullshit too. Hank may be a hotshot art dealer now, but he still doesn't know goddamn anything about my war, or my life. I'm surprised you people didn't pay my surgeon to saw off my entire f***ing arm when they had me knocked out, just to get rid of all remaining evidence that incriminates your traitorous boss, Uncle Sam. But, ironically, at the end of this report, you'll see I was most grateful that your surgeon's scalpel tickled my memories of Clayton Firebear and got me thinking about righting my wrongs. But I can't tell you everything about Firebear before I put it all in context. I want you to understand. And understanding is difficult. Takes time. Patience. Which I hope you will really have, like you've assured me so many times already. The aforementioned girly man surgeon has never even fired a gun. I asked him, his nose wrinkled in disgust. I told him the great jihad was on, and that the Muslim suicide bombers would just keep coming if we don't do something serious about it and quickly. But he didn't care enough about that to respond. Too much people cutting to do, too much money to make, too much high living in the land of the free. When I pushed the issue with the people cutter, referencing the 2 scumbags who blew up the Boston Marathon, my surgeon said he didn't want to speak about politics, and why would he really? He's on top here at the hospital. Big dog. Things are working out just fine for him right now. He probably has no family in the military, no blood on the ground in Iraq or Afghanistan. My surgeon still has all his limbs and all his easy, happy civilian memories. No thick red scar stapled shut on top of his head, no little white dots on his forearm either. No recurring nightmares for 50 years. No daily horror show playing inside his skull.